Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 70 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. And you know what? I'm going through a bit of a shift. I'm feeling a little bit of a rebrand situation happening with Her Wellness Reset. Now, hear me out. It's the title, Her Wellness Reset, to me, feels like more tips for your body, your workout, your fitness, your nutrition. And I feel like this podcast, the way it is right now and the direction I want to go is deeper. We go way more internal. We get to the root. We talk about wholeness, what it means to be whole, not just wellness. So I'm just thinking out loud because we're besties here, right? So I am going through a bit of a rebrand, change the title situation in real time. So I don't know what the title is going to be, but I guess I'm just letting you know that I'm feeling that shift, that we're going even deeper. So bear with me. We're going to get a new title soon. And when it comes to me, it's going to be amazing. I already know it's going to be amazing. And it's probably going to hit in the most random spot, most random time. And usually I just take out the notes on my phone or on the Voxer app and I just write it in because I'm thinking about it, or in the middle of the night it comes to me. So we'll see. I'm just putting it out there. Little rebrand situation, because we are deeper around these parts. All right, let's get to the episode. Episode number 70. The Hard Reset. 5 simple actions to take back control of your damn life. I just added in damn because I was feeling it right now. So if you've been feeling off lately, if you feel like you're running the same program, it's getting a little mundane over and over, like something is just off, but you don't quite know what it is, but you feel this like, I don't know how to explain it. I just see these like little like cells just being a little more chaotic than normal, on edge, more than normal. In this episode, let this be a reminder that you can hit reset at any moment. Not by changing everything on the outside, but by shifting what's happening on the inside. Not by focusing on what you can't control, but start noticing and shifting what you can. Which is way more than you think, by the way. I think we get frustrated with all of these things that we feel like we can't control, but really, we can take back control on so much of our life. Maybe you feel like what used to work, the old playbook, is crumbling. Like life is just not lifing like it used to or that you want it to. This is your signal. This is what I'm talking about in most of these episodes, is just tuning into your body, these like red flags, these subtle shifts, these signals. Maybe it's your signal to play. Maybe it's your signal to recreate, to reset. When we feel stuck, we tend to look outward. What needs to change on the outside? We want everything on the external to change. We kind of chase that next thing that promises a fresh start. But here's the truth. Here's the truth. Truth bomb. If your energy doesn't change, your results won't either in the long term. Maybe for a little bit. But if your energy doesn't change, it's not going to change. Think of it like running old software on new hardware. It's just not going to work. It might look upgraded, but it still operates the same way because it's old software. I kind of think of it like, have you ever had your phone glitch or just start acting up and you finally just get frustrated, and what do? You turn it off. You reset it. Or sometimes even that doesn't work and you're like, all right, I got to do a hard reset on this mother. And that's what I'm talking about for you today, doing a hard reset. Sometimes we just need that. Sometimes we need to like shake that snow globe a little bit. You know what I mean? Every morning, if you wake up in that same emotional state, same frustration, same doubt, same worry, you're signaling to your body, this is who I am. Just think about how many days you've woke up the same exact way, the same frustration, the same upsetness about the day. And you're signaling, this is who I am. This is my future. And so your body follows that program. And so your brain is going to start looking at the ways, like it kind of like tries to prove itself right. So doing a hard reset doesn't mean chaos. It doesn't mean throwing your life away and starting over. It doesn't mean you got to eat, pray, love it. Although I do love that idea, if you're like a single person able to do that. Doesn't necessarily mean that. It means interrupting the familiar energy that's been running your life, running your day to day, and consciously and intentionally installing something new. Because honestly, your body has been releasing. I kind of see it as, and I know Joe Dispenza talks about this a lot. Your body's been releasing the same cocktail of chemicals that keep you addicted to your old emotional identity. Now, when the reset happens, you start to teach your body something new. No. Like that was the old way we operated. And now this is how we operate. So I'm going to ask you to take back control of your life. So let's talk practical steps, simple steps that can help you with this hard reset. Give yourself 12 weeks to go all in. I always like to say just 12 weeks, 90 days, let's go. And it doesn't have to be super crazy. First off, if you're in a position to close your eyes, do so. Close your eyes. Take a breath, okay? Just take a breath. And ask yourself this question. If everything you wanted was already happening, how would you feel right now? Let that feeling flood your system. If everything you wanted was already happening, how would that make you feel right now? I'm guessing it would likely make you feel more freedom, more joy, more peace, more genuine gratitude for where you're at. If you start to flood your system with that emotion, that will start to become the new energy signal that you broadcast. Again, if everything you wanted was already happening, how would you be feeling? That's what I want you to take into every single day. In the morning, let that emotion become the new energy signature that you broadcast. Because really, if we were to pull back the layers of all of the things that you want, there's some kind of emotion that you're actually looking for. It's not actually that material thing. You get the material thing and then what, right? It's the emotional side of it It's the freedom. It's the gratitude. It's the joy. It's the peace. There's always something emotional behind it that you're looking for. And what's amazing is you already have the ability to tap into that now. You already have the ability to tap into the emotion that you're looking for without that materialistic thing. So why not today? So come to this hard reset with that kind of energy, knowing that the emotion that you broadcast, the energy signature that you broadcast, is going to be one that you have more control over. Okay? All right. So the more you embody that, the more evidence life will give you that things are shifting. You don't have to chase transformation. You attract it. You'll attract it. Everything starts with your energy and your intention behind it. So here's some new non-negotiables that will help you for this reset, okay? And here's a hot tip. Use a calendar or something in your phone. I usually have, I like to write things down. So I have a physical calendar when I am in like tracking mode. So get a calendar and mark off what you're doing and what you've completed at the end of the day, just so that there's no guessing, there's no brain fatigue and trying to figure it out. Okay. So these are just five simple things that are going to be your new non-negotiables over the next 90 days so that you can do a hard reset and start to make that shift, that transformation in your life to take back control. Number one, brain dump. Sounds weird, but write out any frustrations, any random thoughts, any sadness, even any joy, like just brain dump. Put it in a journal. And I am going to say pen to paper, not just in your phone. There's something about physically writing. Write anything for 3 minutes, like literally set a timer on your phone and just write away. As simple and silly as it sounds, I'm telling you, go for it. Your brain is filled with so much clutter, even at the beginning of your day when nothing necessarily happened yet. So this is going to allow you to clear some of that out. Just get it out of your brain, brain dump first thing in the morning. Number two, and this one is kind of hard for women, delegate, okay? Name one task that you are going to delegate out for the next 90 days. And I'm talking, it can be like chores, it can be laundry, it can be dishes. I'm not saying every day, but one day a week, maybe you delegate laundry or dishes or dinner even. You say, you know what, on this night, hubby's actually going to cook, or one of your kids, maybe that would be fun for them to try a meal once a week. Or maybe you say no to that volunteer work or a sports mom situation. Or even maybe you decide, you know what, I'm going to let my neighbor take my kid to school once a week or pick them up from school once a week, do a little carpool. We are clearing. That's what I want you to think of for the next 12 weeks. We are doing some clearing. So yes, you can delegate one task a week. And I promise you it's going to help. And yes, you can, because you're not the only one. There are people around you that can help you. Okay. Number three, walk every day. And I don't care if you already go to the gym or you already have Pilates or whatever. I want you to walk outside every day. And it could be for 5 minutes walking your dog. There's something about being outside in nature, even if you're in a crazy busy city. There's something about being outside. And that's honestly why I live in Southern California. I'm obsessed with the sun. I want the sun all of the time. And I know that I am fortunate and lucky enough to have that most of the year. So it's not like crazy weather. So obviously, if it's possible, however many days you can, get outside on a walk. Okay, that was number three. Number four, this is going to sound so ridiculously simple, but it makes a big difference in setting up your day for success. Add water and fruit to your breakfast Okay? I'm not giving you a crazy diet plan that's going to change your life because I actually don't know your specific body type. You know what I mean? I don't know what works for you right now, but I do know that you can add some hydration and some fruit to your breakfast. I do know that you can start with hydration and some vitamins and minerals. And once you do that, the reason why I say breakfast is because it helps you scan for the rest of your day for other things that can be more nutritious for you. And I've done this over and over and over with so many women. It works, okay? Start with this simple thing, adding water and fruit to breakfast every single day for 12 weeks. Watch what happens, okay? Trust me. All right, the last thing. So these are just five simple things, y'all. You can do this. Gratitude at the end of the day. Three things that you're grateful for right before you go to sleep. Sometime before bed, okay? Better bonus points, I would say, if you write it down. But if you need to just put it in your phone, okay, I'll let that slide. But three things that happened in your day that you're grateful for. And what that allows you to do is end your day with a little more positivity and allow your brain while you sleep to be like, yeah, some good stuff happened today, no matter how simple it was. Okay. So those are your five things. I'll go over it one more time. Brain dump. Delegate one task, walk every day outside, add water and fruit to breakfast, and three things that you're grateful for at the end of every day. For the next 12 weeks, I am telling you, you're going to notice a difference in your energy by the end of the 12 weeks if you do this every day, 100%. I just know. I've done this so many times with women. I just know. So if you're ready to reset, don't wait for the perfect time or think that you need this crazy intense plan. Start with noticing. Start with noticing your own energy. Start with noticing where your intention is. Start with looking at the things that you can control. And you'll start to realize maybe you don't need another long to-do list. Maybe your life gets to be more simple. Maybe you get to bring in more joy, more gratitude, more pleasure, more fun, more play, not more chaos, not more drama, frustration, people pleasing. So let's take it back. Let's reset and start with wholeness. So if you enjoyed this episode, let me know in my DM on Instagram. You can find me at Miss Chantel Matthews. I'd love to hear your feedback. And if this resonated, share with someone who's already hit their own hard reset maybe, or who's in the process. And just remember, the real transformation, the real shift is going to start internal. It begins within. Let's notice your energy. All right, let's reset, start again. I'm rooting for you. I always am. Have a great week. Bye.